The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
10731 Gloxinia Drive in Rockville, Maryland, in Timberlawn. I have a three-bedroom, three-full-bath, two-half-bath townhome with a garage. It's about 2,600 square feet, almost 2,600 square feet, and this is a beautiful, beautiful place. It's in the Walter Johnson School District, Garrett Park Elementary and Tilden Middle School, on the market for $675,000. Terrific, terrific contemporary floor plan, open vaulted ceilings, skylights, eat-in kitchen, extensive owner's suite. Beautiful. You can see this at ericstewartgroup.com. under our Maryland listings, and then also in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Go home to your own private country club at 19408 Olive Tree Way in Gaithersburg for $975,000, south of $1 million, in Brookfield, built in 1994, 6,900 square feet on all levels. Plus, it has a two-stall barn for horses and has actually – technically could have more than two horses because of the way it's configured, but it's got a beautiful, beautiful piece of land, over 4 acres of land, five-bedroom, four-bath. Your search is over, folks. This is it. Three levels of luxurious living. The home invites you to relax and stay. Beautiful architectural details. Chef's kitchen, both formal and cozy spaces. Five bedrooms, expansive deck overlooking a stunning, stunning pool, 4 acres of pastoral views. And there's also an attached three-car garage as well as a two-car detached garage. So if you like collecting cars, take a look at 19408 Olive Tree Way under the active listings at Eric Stewart Group. Also up in Rockville in King's Farm on Redland Boulevard, 517 Redland Boulevard, three-bedroom, four full-bath, one-half-bath townhome. And very, very pretty townhome living in Central King Farm. So if you're looking for regentrification of your own family, if you want to maybe move into a neighborhood where you can live on the first floor of some place, this has got that first floor master bedroom with its own full bath. It's got two more bedrooms upstairs and two full baths up, as well as a full basement with another full bath. So tremendous space, and that at $575,000, a good value. Plus, you know, it's got a two-car garage. Can't miss that. In Virginia, we have a variety of new listings, but I want to take a moment as well and talk about Warren Street. This is a property we just put on the market, and it is open house today if you want to come by, 3637 Warren Street Northwest. This is in the North Cleveland Park subdivision area, Hearst Elementary, Deal Middle School, Wilson High School. So convenient, located near Embassy Row, minutes from the UDC Van Ness Metro Station. Getting to and from work is a breeze. Step outside, and all that DC has to offer is at your doorstep. Shops, theaters, restaurants, schools, more. It's an end unit colonial row house with 3,185 square feet on three levels. Key features are the fact that it's an end row house, and it's got a nice side yard, mature landscaping, and off-street parking for three cars. Extended bedrooms where the sleeping porch was off the back that was finished off, bricked in, and beautifully added on. So your bedrooms are actually larger because they have this additional study area in each bedroom on the back of the house. Plus the kitchen, there's a large family room that was added off the back where the deck was. Now, sometimes those decks are not real sturdy. So if you build right on top of the existing foundation, they're not great. But this was fully bricked in. It's brick and block on even on the addition. So it was done probably 50, 60 years ago. The house was built originally in 1929. This is $1,050,000, excuse me. If you want more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com or stop by the open house today from 2 to 4, okay? Gosh, I can keep going. I mean, there's so many great listings that we put up for sale, but I probably should move along here into discussing what we're doing right now. What are we doing right now to sell our houses? How is it that one of my listings that I put on the market just 10 days ago here in the middle of October generated over 41 showings? Sunday morning a week ago, I decided at 10:30 in the morning that I was going to hold an open house. It's a vacant property. It's an estate sale. And there's nobody living in the property. And I decided, I had a buyer that wanted to meet me at my listing to walk through. They're working with another agent from another company, but that agent couldn't show them the property. And I said, sure, I'll meet you over there. So 12:30, I was going to meet this buyer at the property. And I decided, why don't I just open this house up for an hour and a half, 12:30 to 2. Now, this is at 10:30 in the morning. So get what happens here. I'm sitting at the computer at home, and I go into the multiple listing service, and I load this listing for a 1.5 hour open house, 2 hours before it's going to start. There are no signs up. Now, you've got to wonder what kind of a reaction I'm going to get. Now, obviously, I'm setting you up for either it failed miserably, right, Stuart, or you had an overwhelming response. Well, I got to tell you, I had an overwhelming response. I had 16 groups come through in an hour and a half. I didn't have to have a large window to have that open, and I didn't have to have signs to do it either. I was able to drive people's attention to the property by virtue of our online marketing engine at the Eric Stuart Group. And, I mean, that's 16 groups, 2 hours before it started. I had no previous marketing announcing the fact that I would have an open house. And we had 16 groups through. And by the way, we sold this property very highly above the list price with multiple offers. My client is ecstatic. She's the executrix, which is what you call the executor of an estate when it's a female, the executrix for the estate. And she is very, very happy. Now, how did that relationship start? Well, a year ago, I actually met with her and with her dad, and may he rest in peace. He passed away this past summer, unfortunately, and so she then was motivated to sell the property, obviously, as a part of the estate. So I come over, and the house is packed from top to bottom with all kinds. You heard me talking about this African art and pictures and photographs and tchotchke and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff. I mean, packed. This is a 3,300 square foot house on all levels. So you've got, that's a lot of house to have it completely packed. 1970s bathrooms, 1970 kitchen, except for the appliances, and a pretty lot. So what I explained to my client is, I said, I want you to understand that if you'll follow my advice, we will get you ready. I'll get the people in here to help you take the items of value to auction after you pull everything you don't that you want to keep. And then everything else will get hauled out, either to be sold at auction or just given or thrown away. And we'll need to do some painting, do some other prep, but only put maybe $10,000 to $15,000 in. The response, the $10,000 to $15,000 we put in, probably tripled the value of that 10 to 15. In other words, putting that 10 to 15 probably netted a $45,000 gain for my client. Very happy. Clearly, who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't like to put $15,000 into a stock and have it be worth $45,000 4 weeks later, right? Yeah, I guess you like that, right? Yeah, so do I. Then you got all that stuff. So how do you go through that? And you may feel overwhelmed. You might be in a position where you've inherited a property. It's not even local. And you want to find somebody who can help you get that house ready, do what's necessary to get the things out of the house, get them sold, organize it, you know, keep all the boxes of the tax information, set it aside, go into storage with it, whatever is necessary on that kind of thing. But get the thing off your plate, get it finished, complete the task, and sell the property. Maybe that's just you wanting to move. Call us today, 800-900-9104 at the Eric Stuart Group, if you'd like to talk to us about your need. That's 800-900-9104. You can also go to our website at ericstuartgroup.com. That's ericstuartgroup.com. Hey, I'll be right back with Stuart Rosenthal. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Sure.